This is Issues and Ideas, a program of local issues, events, activities, and people in our community. I'm Marisa Waddell. Coming up on the program, a discussion with folks from the Caregiver Resource Center, a state program in jeopardy. Plus, travel writer Tom Wilmer tells us how a trip to Maui and some Pinot Noir can help a rape crisis center on the Central Coast. Also, we'll take a trip to the Santa Margarita Auction Barn with Mary Schiller. That's all ahead on Issues and Ideas. Caring for someone you love who has a neurological brain impairment or other disabling condition can be life-changing, and not in a good way. It can impact emotional health, create financial pressures, cause health problems for the caregiver, and even give rise to legal issues in the caregiving family. Right now, if you're providing care for an adult with a cognitive disorder, there are caregiver resource centers throughout the state that can help you. They provide non-paid caregivers with information, respite care, counseling, and other important support. Here's the thing, though. This state-funded resource is in jeopardy of disappearing because of budget cuts. For the next 15 minutes or so, we'll learn about this resource, why it's at risk, and what you can do to help. I'm Marisa Waddell on Issues and Ideas, and my guests this afternoon are Alice Crawford of the Coast Caregiver Resource Center, or CCRC, and Bob Rouleau, who's a client of the program. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alice, the Coast Caregiver Resource Center provides service for San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties, and the Del Mar Caregiver Resource Center serves Monterey County. Can you tell me how these resource centers originated, please?
Yes, it was exactly 25 years ago that an act of the California State Legislature created this network of resource centers. That we are one of 11 centers throughout California. And it was created to give support to the unpaid informal caregiver, the families caring for adults with brain impairments, to provide them services, to sustain them, to allow them to keep taking care of their loved one in their home environment.
Mm-hmm. I understand that one of the many services that the resource centers offer is to do an in-depth assessment of the needs of the caregiver, as opposed to the person who's being taken care of, to determine their own health status and the degree of stress they're undergoing and emotional well-being and other issues. What are some of the issues that you find, and what do you do with such an assessment?
Well, it is an in-depth assessment of the need of the caregiver, and that's a unique client. Most programs look at the person with the illness, but we're looking at the caregiver. And what we find is that depression is often a very serious consequence of caregiving, and that can really disable the caregiver to function adequately in their environment. Burnout is often identified, and our resources for respite care are so essential to give the caregiver a break and to help them to balance their life and juggle all the things that are going on by having someone come in and give them a few hours of relief, mm-hmm. supervising the person that they're taking care of all the time.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, you're a client of the program. Can you tell me a little bit about that assessment that you went through and how you determined with the CCRC what kind of help you needed in your caregiving experience?
Well, my wife had just gotten out of the French hospital. She fell out of bed. My wife has a form of akinetic rigid Parkinsonism. It's not really Parkinson's. They really don't know what she has, and this comes from neurologists. But her rigidity forced her out of bed, and she fell on her hip, and she had to have her hip fixed. At that time, it was kind of like the hospital, everybody was like, had their hand up. Let me have your insurance card. Let me have this. Finally, a wonderful social worker came in from the hospital and recommended I contact Coast Caregivers. And then I got a hold of a lady in Santa Barbara, I believe, and she got me a hold of Alice, who came out to our house and met my wife and I. Now, my wife can't talk. Mm-hmm. All I can communicate with my wife is she squeezes her right hand once for yes, two for no. Mm-hmm. It makes it really tough. But Alice came out there with her little paper and her carbon paper, mm-hmm. which I haven't seen for a long time. And I thought, this is a really nice lady. She never judged me once. She never asked me, where's your credit card? Where's your insurance card? She said, we're going to get you help. And then she turned me on to the caregiver support group, which takes place on the first Thursday of every month. And you sit down in a room full of people you've never met. Ages are all over the board. And you meet people that are going through the same thing you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same thing. Their pain is the same as your pain, but they're going through it in a different way. It's just a very wholesome, and you don't feel alone. You don't feel alone. You feel like you have friends that you've known forever, you just met in the previous 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to that for probably about a year and a half now, I think. And it's very wonderful.
How many support groups are there for caregivers around the Central Coast,
Alice? Very large number. Most of the support groups are identified by what their loved one has. There are many Alzheimer's support groups. I facilitate two Alzheimer's support groups in addition to the mm-hmm. group that Bob goes to for severe brain damage. Parkinson's support groups, mm-hmm. Lou Gehrig's support group. There are a very large number of support groups, and if listeners are interested, they can call our number and we can direct them to various appropriate support groups.
And
there are a lot of them.
What is the number, and do you have a website?
Yes. The toll-free number is 888-488-6555, extension 10.
And the website is coastcrc.org. I'm speaking with Alice Crawford, who's a family consultant with the Coast Caregiver Resource Center, and also Bob Rouleau, who is a client of the program. Caregiver Resource Centers are programs throughout the state of California that offer care, respite care, and other services to non-paid caregivers. So if you have a family member you're taking care of, if you are unrelated in some way, but you're still taking care of somebody that you care about, these are the kinds of services that you can take advantage of for now. But these programs are in jeopardy. Tell us why, Alice.
Well, we are under the state budget. The general budget is, as everyone knows, trying to make budget cuts and balance the state budget. And unfortunately, they're looking at our program to be eliminated. 2 years ago, we had statewide, we had a 72% budget cut. And we sustained that, we rallied, and we're still in operation. I have been working for this program 21 years. As a full-time employee, and now my hours are cut to half-time, but my responsibilities haven't really been cut in half, so it's been quite a challenge. They're trying to balance the budget, but our program is not a budget problem. Our program does so much to keep people in their homes and prevent them from being placed in care facilities. Statistically, studies have been done, and those families who use our services are more likely to delay placing their loved one in a care facility for 18 months compared to people who are caregiving who don't use our services. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge savings to the state of California. One person in a nursing home for a year costs California $80,400 on Medi-Cal dollars. And you don't have to do the math very far to realize that if our program is not available, families won't have a lot of options. Burnout will happen. Families won't be able to manage having jobs. Two-thirds of family caregivers have either part-time or full-time jobs, mm-hmm. and the respite care that we can make available to them enables them to keep working and to juggle all their responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. So this is a matter of sort of a short-term Band-Aid to a what potentially could be a long-term and very expensive wound to the state. You're actually, the program you're saying is saving the state money in the long run, and by cutting it would cost more money.
Another factor is that because our program is in existence, we can leverage federal caregiver funding that brings in federal dollars using matching funds, mm-hmm. to bring more respite care and more resources into our community because we are in existence. If our program were gone, then there would be no mechanism for bringing these additional caregiving funds from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about respite care and support groups. Tell me about some of the other services that you offer. And I understand you also refer people to other resources,
yes,
as well.
Yes. Oftentimes the family doesn't know what's wrong with their loved one. Maybe they're starting to have cognitive difficulties. So we direct them to going to a major diagnostic center to have their medical questions answered. Many times they haven't made legal plans and have their legal planning documents in order, and we direct them to legal services that can help them do their advanced health care directives and their mm-hmm. durable powers of attorney, which is so important to have as early as possible. There are adult daycare centers and local community resources, friendly visitors, and resources to keep their loved ones from wandering and getting lost in the community. Project Lifesaver is a very important resource. Mm-hmm. So we work with the families to do an action plan of what their unresolved issues are and then make a plan that is specific to the family, mm-hmm. Setting them up with respite. And there are a couple of respite resources in the community, but we're all in the same boat. You know, there's not enough money to go around to help everybody all the time. But we do our best to continue to make sure that families are supported. Getting counseling resources is another resource that we realize is so very important to the caregiver.
Yeah, I can imagine that because of the stress and the time and effort that it takes to care for a loved one, that the loved one, him or herself, would, or the caregiver, him or herself, would potentially need some help, some emotional support or some psychological support.
Absolutely,
even.
And to focus on their own health and well-being, and having their medical checkups, they put that on the back burner, and we encourage the caregivers to do self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And we also direct them to caregiver retreats. A Saturday away for relaxation with other caregivers has mm-hmm. been very meaningful to the clients.
Bob, we just have a couple of minutes left. In our remaining time, would you tell me, how would your life be impacted if you were to lose this resource? And what can we do to prevent this from happening?
Well, I think we need to take a look at the fact that there is just a few stories we're talking about here. One of the ladies in the support group, her husband was a contractor, a contributing member of society, who fell off a three-story roof onto his head. Now she has basically a child with fifth-grade abilities, and she still has to keep her house, and she has to keep her mind. We have people that have Alzheimer's. We have people that have MS. And when they come to the meeting, you could see how they're feeling. Their knuckles are white. They just don't feel like they can keep it together. And when I deal with my wife, as I said, can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she screams. And if you don't feel like there's any light at the end of the tunnel, you just feel like there's darkness below, and it's mm-hmm. a slippery slope. If something happens to me or something happens to the people that we meet at the support group, they're going to go on the public line,
mm-hmm.
and things are going to get worse.
So in just a few seconds, can you tell us What should we do about this then? Can we contact our legislators? Or?
I worked for over 35 years, and my wife was a teacher. These people worked hard, paid into the system, paid their taxes, paid their dues, and now the government kind of just says, well, you're not what we need right now. We need to find money someplace, and yours is as easy as any, because the people here, you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're by yourself, and you're desperate. I guess we're not, I don't know how to say, we're not screaming at the top of our lungs. We're not making front page news. We're easy to ignore.
Okay. And can you give us your contact information just to wrap it up, Alice?
Yes, our contact information is to call 805-962-3600, extension 10, or toll free 888-6555. Extension 888-488-6555, extension 10.
Okay.
And we really would appreciate anyone who is so moved to contact their state legislators and ask them not to eliminate our program from the state budget.
All right. Thank you both. Alice Crawford, family consultant for the Coast Caregiver Resource Center, and client Bob Rouleau. Thank you so much for being with us on Issues and Ideas.
Our pleasure.